Sometimes the Buddha is called Lokavidu. Loka meaning world. And Vidu, knower, seer. The knower of the world. And his description of the world, a simple version of it was something like, it is just this fathom-long body with its consciousness, feeling, perception, mental formations that I call the world. In one sutta, a seeker is asking the Buddha, basically, is it possible to travel to the end of the world where one finds peace? That's a paraphrase. And the Buddha said, as to the end of the world where one is not born, does not age, does not die, does not pass away, and is not reborn, I say it cannot be known, seen, or reached by traveling. However, I say that without having reached the end of the world, there is no making an end of suffering. It is in just this fathom-long body endowed with perception and mind that I make known the end of the world, the arising of the world, that I make known the world, the arising of the world, the cessation of the world, and the way leading to the cessation of the world. It is just this fathom-long body that is the world. Certainly it is the experience of the world. And that is where both the world of suffering and the world of freedom are possible. The world of suffering happens and the world of freedom is possible. So not by traveling, not by searching, not by looking, but by being with the arising. The arisings and ceasings, within this fathom-long body, with its perceptions, feelings, mental formation, and consciousness. not by traveling, but by opening to here and now, the place where the world is revealed, the only place we actually live, here and now. What's arising and being known here and now? Body sensations, aware, here and now, of the arising and ceasing of a breath, of sound, images, coolness and heat, pressure, here and now. Emotions, thoughts, feelings arising here and now. Confused, looking, resisting, arising here and now. Aware, here and now. Available, to be with the world.